Two runs in the first inning has given the Astros a 2-0 lead over Atlanta as we move to inning four, and now here's Dwayne.
All right, Gene, Glenn Hubbard will lead off for the Atlanta Braves in the top half of the fourth. Hubbard, little right-handed hitting second baseman. Flied to Cedeno in center field his first time. Ken Forsch on the mound for the Astros into the windup, and here's the pitch on the way. Check swing and a pitch low, ball one. Hubbard, 22 years old. Went 1-4 in last night's ball game. Next pitch is fouled right back into the lower part of the net. One ball and one strike. Astros have four hits and the two runs. Braves have committed the game's only error. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way. Too close to Hubbard, moved him off the plate. Outfield not too deep for the Atlanta second baseman. He played in 44 games for the Braves last year, hit .258. Next pitch, a ground ball on two hops to the third baseman, Cabell, who plays it across the diamond to Watson, and Hubbard is out. So a ground ball to Cabell opens the fourth, and here's Gary Matthews. Matthews grounded out to the shortstop, Craig Reynolds, his first time. Right-handed hitter with power. Forsch into the wind, now the pitch. High and tight, ball one. Matthews, 2-5 on the season. Had two hits in four official trips last night. 1-0 delivery. Took a little something off that one and got it in there for a call strike. 1-1 the count. Jeff Burrows is the on-deck hitter. The pitch from Ken Forsch. Strike two call over the outside edge around the knees. So Forsch has the jump on the Atlanta outfielder. One ball, two strikes. Next one on the way. Drop down and a swing and a miss. He tried to check but could not. Forsch dropped down to sidearm that time and picks up his second strikeout of the night. Two up, two down in the fourth. It'll bring up Jeff Burrows. Eight in a row retired by Forsch since he walked Burrows to open the second inning. Burrows walked three times last night. Here's Forsch's pitch to the right-handed batter in there for a strike call. Forsch retired the Braves in order in the first, gave up the walk in the second inning, got the Braves out 1-2-3 in the third. He's retired the first two men in the fourth, Hubbard on a ground ball to third, and he got Matthews swinging. One strike pitch from Forsch to Burrows. Swung on at a high fly ball, not too deep center field. Cedeno backpedals a few feet and makes the catch to retire the side. Braves out in order in the top of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up. Astros 2, Atlanta nothing.
Well, our two main bartenders here are females.
There are a lot of lady bartenders in this world. And they have some definite opinions about the beer they serve. Like new Coors Light.
I took a case home with me.
What did you think of it?
Can't tell enough difference between it and the regular Coors to even know the difference.
It does. It tastes just like the regular tab beer or regular bottled Coors beer.
We have Coors on tap. We also have the Coors Light in the cans.
Have you tried the Coors and the Coors Light?
I can't tell any difference. And if it wasn't sitting right in front of you, you wouldn't know.
I have more customers that drink in Coors Light. I've been selling a lot of them.
I think it's doing just outrageous in sales. Down here it is. It really is. I work Saturday nights, and I have a lot of calls for Coors Light.
Men or women?
Mostly men, I'd say.
New Coors Light has something no other light beer has, the real taste of Coors. Paid off Coors Company, Golden, Colorado.
Because the ladies, like I say, they all drink Coors Light if they drink beer.
Bottom of the fourth inning in the Astrodome tonight. Astros will send Enos Cabell, Art Howe, and Jose Cruz against the left-hander Larry McWilliams. Same two teams tomorrow afternoon. Joe Niekro will pitch for the Astros. Rick Matula will pitch for the Atlanta Ball Club. Then the Dodgers are in town Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. Here's Cabell. He singled in the second Astro run in the first inning. Cedeno and Cabell have the RBIs tonight. Enos 2-3 last night. 3-4 now for the young season. Larry McWilliams, tall and lanky. First pitch to Cabell. He bunched the ball and bunted it foul off the left side. It bounced up and hit Enos while he was in the batter's box and deflected off the right side then. A strike the count. McWilliams at Richmond a year ago won 6 and lost 5 with a 2.83 ERA. And in Atlanta was 9-3 with a 2.82 earned run average. Left-hander's pitch. Cabell takes it upstairs. 1-1. Braves drafted McWilliams in January 1974. 1-1 delivery, off-speed and a ground ball to the right of the shortstop, Frias. Deep from short, makes the pickup and goes to Lum, and Cabell is out 6-3. Good play by the shortstop, Pepe Frias. Ball was not hit that far to his right, about 3 steps or so, but deep at short, and a long throw to make to get Cabell, who can run very well, as you know. Frias to Lum, Cabell is out, and here's Art Howe. Art qualifies for the pension plan today. Has his 4 years in the major leagues with this ballgame. Right-handed hitter, reached on the air by Frias his first time. Looks at a pitch a little high and outside, ball one. Now, 32-year-old infielder. Levels the batter across the plate, now waits for McWilliams' next pitch, and here it is. Breaking ball, down and in. 2-0 the count. McWilliams, a fastball, curveball, and forkball pitcher. He'll throw three quarters and sidearm. He's behind Howe, 2-0. Now the pitch. All right, pops it up, foul. Off the left side, Murphy and Royster chase it. Royster in front of the coaching box at third, makes the catch for the out. Two gone. It'll bring up Jose Cruz. Base is empty for Cruz. Jose grounded out to Mike Lum his first time. Astros last night in winning 2-1 scored both runs in the first inning and made them stand up. They duplicated that tonight, scoring 2 in the bottom of the first. Oh, look out. First pitch high and tight, and Cruz hits the deck up there. McWilliams buzzed him with a fastball up and in. 4-1. Jose hit .315 for the Astros last year. He was among the lead leaders all year in that department. 1-0 pitch, a curve is a little high. 2-0 now. McWilliams back with the next pitch. Cruz fouls it back over the net off the left side, just below us and off to the left. Bounding from the second deck down into the field seat. Souvenir there. 2 balls and a strike to count with the bases empty and 2 men out. We're in the bottom of the fourth. McWilliams toes the rubber and looks into Dale Murphy for the sign. Here's the wind, and now the pitch. He checked. The pitch was close, but a little bit wide. 3-1 the count. Next one on the way. Swung on, and a popper foul. It'll reach the seats off the left side, out of play. And the count to Cruz is going to be full. 3-2. Cruz has hit 10 career home runs against Atlanta. 264 lifetime average against the Braves. On 3-2, there's a drive down the right side. Matthews on the run, it's going to be over his head. Bounces off the wall and away from him. Cruz heading for second, he's going to go for three. And he will make it standing up. The throw back into the infield of Pepe Frias, and Cruz has a stand-up three-base hit. That's hit number 5 for the Astros. The second extra base hit tonight. Cedeno doubled home Poole in the first inning. And now Cruz triples over Matthews' head in right field. Ball bounced on a warning track and off the wall and bounced away from Matthews over toward right center field. And by the time he ran the ball down and played it back into the infield, Cruz had pulled up at third, standing up. Aspie back in. Cruz down the line at third. And the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball and a ground ball pulled to first. An easy play for Lum. Flips the ball to McWilliams covering the bag, and the Astros are out in the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs, a base hit on the triple by Cruz. No errors and a man left on. Through four, the Astros lead the Braves 2-0.
Think of yourself in a special way, in a new Monte Carlo by Chevrolet. Think of yourself behind the wheel, enjoying that special Monte Carlo feel. Sitting tall, feeling proud.
Think of yourself in a personal world of space, comfort, and hushed luxury, with a satisfying feel of the road under you and crisp classic styling around you that says, this is something special. And it is Monte Carlo by Chevrolet. Drive one and reward yourself.
Think of yourself behind the wheel. Enjoy that special Monte Carlo feel. Sitting tall, feeling proud.
The new Monte Carlo by Chevrolet.
Put a little distance between yourself and the crowd.